listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's take a look at some wise servants in 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 13, where we read about this. And his servants came near and spoke to him and said, "My father, if the prophet had told you to do something great, would you not have done it? How much more then when he says to you, 'Wash and be clean'?" Naaman was a successful man. He was the kind of person that others look up to. He was a leader of men, a general in the army of the king of Syria. In most ways, he had what others longed for, except for one giant exception. He was a leper. The disease was not only disgusting, it was also a death sentence. General Naaman came to the prophet Elisha for healing, but Elisha wouldn't even see him. Through a messenger, the prophet told him to go to the humble, muddy Jordan River and wash himself seven times. Naaman was furious that he wasn't treated better and was given such a humble, almost ridiculous path to healing. He was so offended that Naaman would have walked away in anger if not for the wise advice of his unnamed servants. The servants of Naaman used a brilliantly logical approach. If Elijah had asked Naaman to sacrifice 100 or 1,000 animals to the God of Israel, Naaman would have done it immediately. Yet because his request was so easy to do and humbling to do, Naaman refused in anger. Naaman was willing to do something great or something difficult so that he could gain some of the credit for his healing. It would be his accomplishment then. It would be his achievement. To do something so simple, so humbling, meant that the great general would get no credit for what happened. It would be God's gift alone. Now, it's the same way with the rescue we receive from Jesus Christ. He asks us to do something so simple, to trust him, to rely on him, to believe upon him, that even a child could do it. This doesn't take great strength, great wisdom, great willpower, or great moral character. We believe and receive. If you told people, real life on earth and eternal life in heaven is yours, if you crawl up a mountain over sharp rocks, there would be a long line of people willing to do it. But the message, Jesus paid it all, believe on him and receive, that message isn't as popular. But it's true, and it works. Naaman was healed, and not by anything that he did. We can all receive real life on earth and eternal life in heaven as a gift received from Jesus, not by anything we do. It is true, and it works. So today, thank God for his free gift of salvation and for his nameless yet wise servants.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.